Wednesday, February 25th, Ember Wednesday. The first lesson from Exodus chapter 24, verses 12 through 18. In those days, the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me in the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and the law and the commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach the children of Israel." Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses going up into the mount of God said to the ancients, "Wait ye here till we return to you. You have Aaron and Hur with you. If any question shall arise, you shall refer it to them." And when Moses was gone up, a cloud covered the mount, and the glory of the Lord dwelt upon Sinai, covering it with a cloud 6 days. And the seventh day he called him out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a burning fire upon the top of the mount, in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses, entering into the midst of the cloud, went up into the mountain, and he was there 40 days and 40 nights. The second lesson from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 3 through 8. In those days Elijah came to Beersheba of Judah, and left his servant there, and he went forward 1 day's journey into the desert. And when he was there and sat under a juniper tree, he requested for his soul that he might die, and said, "It is enough for me, Lord, take away my soul, for I am no better than my fathers." And he cast himself down and slept in the shadow of the juniper tree. And behold, an angel of the Lord touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." He looked, and behold, there was at his head a hearth cake and a vessel of water, and he ate and drank and fell asleep again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said to him, "Arise, eat, for thou hast yet a great way to go." And he arose and ate and drank, and walked in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights unto the mount of God, Horeb. Hadak Commentary. Though he goes intrepidly to meet Ahab, he flees before a woman, God being desirous that he should exercise humility. He must confess that all his strength is from above. Elijah requested to die not out of impatience or pusillanimity, but out of zeal against sin, and that he might no longer be witness of the miseries of his people and the war they were raging against God and his servants. He does not wish to fall into the hands of Jezebel, lest the idolaters should triumph, but he is willing to die if God so order it. Mattathias entertained the like sentiments in 1 Maccabees 2:7. This bread with which Elijah was fed in the wilderness was a figure of the bread of life which we receive in the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist, by the strength of which we are to be supported in our journey through the wilderness of this world, till we come to the true mountain of God and His vision in a happy eternity. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 50. At that time, some of the scribes and Pharisees answered Jesus, saying, "Master, we would see a sign from thee." Who, answering, said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh a sign, and a sign shall not be given it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was in the whale's belly 3 days and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they did penance at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah here. The queen of the south shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon here. And when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, "I will return into my house from whence I came out." And coming, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then he goeth and taketh with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is made worse than the first. So shall it be also to this wicked generation. As he was yet speaking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, seeking to speak to him. And one said unto him, "Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, seeking thee." But he answering him that told him, said, "Who is my mother, and who are my brethren?" And stretching forth his hands towards his disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father that is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." Hadak Commentary. They wanted to see some new and unusual miracles. They wished, says St. Jerome, either that he would call down fire from heaven like Elijah, or like Samuel cause it to rain, to thunder, and lighten in summer, contrary to the nature of the country. Christ responds that he will give no other sign than his death and resurrection. And then, though unwillingly, they will acknowledge him, and people will believe and be converted. So in John chapter 8 it is said, "When you shall have exalted the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he." The word translated as whale signifies a great fish, and was not perhaps that which we commonly call a whale. He spent not 3 whole days and 3 nights, but part of 3 natural days, from which, in the common computation, the nights used not to be separated. We have an instance of this in Esther chapter 4, verse 16, where the Jews were ordered to fast with her 3 days and 3 nights, and yet Esther, after part of 3 days, went to the king. By heart of the earth is signified Christ's descent into hell, as St. Paul says in Ephesians 4:9, that he descended into the inferior parts of the earth, and this cannot be understood of the grave only. As Jonah was assigned to the Ninevites, so is Christ to the Jews, for as he by the prodigy of remaining so long in the fish's belly and afterwards coming forth alive gave such authority to his preaching that the Ninevites were converted, so Christ by his death and resurrection on the 3rd day shows that he is the true Christ, and this generation shall acknowledge him for the Messiah.